1. The Superman. All I know is just what I read in the papers, and that's an alibi for my ignorance. Will Rogers. Now, the Hezbollah press office is not easy to find. My taxi driver picks me up at my mother's house in the wealthy Christian neighborhood of Fanar, about 15 minutes outside of Beirut proper. My boyfriend Jeremy, who constantly frets about me thousands of miles away in New York, made me promise to hire an armed driver who could throw down if necessary. Jeremy's Orthodox Jewish background keeps him away from Lebanon. Despite my descriptions of the hipster neighborhood of Marm Chayil, or the lavish beach parties featuring gorgeous Lebanese women squeezed into tiny bits of cloth, as far as he's concerned, the country might as well be Somalia. I am of the opinion that the last thing I need on a trip to Dahe, the Shia neighborhood in South Beirut and Hezbollah's primary stronghold in the city, is a shady-looking driver-slash-bodyguard packing a weapon. I assured him I would look for one, but I take taxis most everywhere. After all, Beirut is hardly an active war zone. Yet. This particular driver, named Antoine, seems jittery as we pass a Hezbollah checkpoint. Given the Islamic State's series of bombings and attacks on Hezbollah over the past couple of years, his quavering under the steely gazes of the young men peering into each car is understandable. Besides, even in March 2014, 23 years after the civil war between Lebanon's opposing sects ended, many Christians still dislike venturing into Dahe. During one of her customary interrogations this morning, my mother, who is Maronite, had a minor shit fit when she learned I was planning to come here, even in broad daylight. My overall policy with her has always been, do first, apologize later. I like to avoid her anxious diatribes whenever possible. Always the detective, though, she often manages to elicit information from me, and I had to fend her off before jumping into Antoine's car. Most people, at least most Americans, might be surprised to discover that Hezbollah has a press office. That's because most Americans don't fully grasp the concept that a group on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations is also the most influential political